enjoy the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew when you were
there. Dance for girls and men, woman. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers. Developed and produced by Norman Lear.
G.R.O. was sounding great. Those were the days.
Gloria and Michael lick stamps and envelopes in the dining room.
You know, my lips are starting to stick together. This glue tastes terrible.
These cherry-flavored envelopes taste great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Let me have a taste.
Here.
Not that way.
He pulls her in for a smooch.
Yeah, I can taste the cherry.
Yeah, and I can taste the post office. Let go.
I can't. I'm stuck.
Michael, I can't breathe.
That's all right. There's a great way to go.
Edith enters.
Don't mind me. Just go right on talking. I got the stew on, so I can help you now.
Good.
I'm a very good licker and stamper. When I worked for the Hercules Plumbing Company before I got married, I used to lick all the first of the month envelopes myself. And then they changed their billing day to the 15th, and they asked somebody else to do it.
Why didn't you do it on the 15th, Mom?
Because I only worked there 2 weeks.
Archie walks in from outside.
Oh, hi, Archie. You got home early.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, Arch.
Gee, that's some greeting I get. Don't all of you jump up at once.
Is something wrong, Archie?
I tell you, the milk of human kindness is drying up out there. I get off the subway, and I'm crossing Pearson Street near the park. A big, dumb cop comes up to me. Talks to me about jaywalking, you know? So I put my hand here, and I tell him I got a stinging pain here like I'm having a heart attack and I'm running to the doctor. What does he do? Laughs, gives me a ticket.
But Archie, you wasn't having a heart attack.
But Edith, he didn't know that. Well, in today's world, the milk of human kindness is curdling.
Poor dear. Well, now you're home in the bosom of your family.
All right, you don't have to mourn me.
He surveys the envelope licking.
What are you two doing here? Don't tell me it's real work or I'll have a heart attack.
Consider your life spared then, Daddy. We're not getting paid for this.
That's right. This happens to be something we believe in. You know, man does not live by bread alone.
And you sure don't. Not unless the bread's wrapped around ham, bologna, liverwurst, or salami. No wonder you're a meathead. Let's see what new subversion you're fomenting here.
Oh, that's my pop, always there with an open mind.
Now listen, little girl, my mind's just as open as yours is, except naturally when it's closed, because the facts of the case is already known to me. Edith, do you know what you're stuffing them envelopes with?
No, I didn't read it.
Well, you're stuffing them envelopes with radical liberal garbage.
Why don't you stop putting labels on things you don't understand?
Well, I understand this, all right. Queen's Free Clinic, a place for the high school dropout, the teenage runaway, that will provide free food, free medical attention, free treatment for VD. VD, do you know what that means, Edith?
VD. Now, wait, don't tell me. I know it's someone's initials.
When you ask a dingbat a question, you get a dingbat answer.
Oh, I better go look at the stew.
Daddy, I don't know what all this fuss is about. They have clinics like this all over the country.
Well, why should them dropouts get anything free, huh? When I was a kid, you had to be in the army to get free shots for VT.
I'm sure the Army still gets its share of the action.
Edith re-enters.
I keep thinking it had something to do with flags and parades and things.
What did, Mom? Huh?
I know, VD Day.
She squints at Archie, who shakes his head.
Molly, that was V.E. Day.
The girls leave.
I'll tell you the basic problem with your dropouts today is that they ain't got no gratitude.
What do you mean they ain't got no gratitude? No gratitude for what?
For what they got here.
What have they got here?
They got the greatest country in the world here. Highest standard of living. The grossest national product. And what more do they want from us anyhow?
Peace.
One thing they ain't gotten right away, they drop out.
How about pure air? How about clean water? How about non-contaminated food? How about confidence in the government?
All right, will you? We ain't perfect. I mean, this is the United States of America. It ain't the perfect states in America. Dropouts are all for tearing things down. I mean, where are their solutions?
They don't have any solutions.
You're telling me.
Well, why should they? Archie, look at the United States as a house on fire. Now, those kids see the fire, but they don't have the equipment to put it out. Does that mean they shouldn't yell, help, fire? Help, fire?
You know, I think you're dead from the neck up. Let me tell you something. All you gotta do is get these dropouts and all your welfare incipients off of the public money. You see how fast this country will turn around. You know, pure air and clean water coming out of your ears.
Okay, fine. I'll get everyone off of welfare, but I want you to save the taxpayers 100 times as much. I want you to get us out of Vietnam.
Listen, I could settle Vietnam for you.
First you take delivery of this package, and then you settle Vietnam. My name Bunker?
That's right, Archie Bunker. I changed it from Lipschitz for business reasons.
5 years. 5 years. I kid one customer, and it's got to be him.
Here's the package.
Well, let me open it, will you? Gee, you want me to stop the war, clean the water, purify the air, and see through wrapping paper?
Edith and Gloria return.
Who was that at the door, Archie?
Just a package for me, Edith.
Oh, what is it? Oh, it's cigars.
Oh, hey, these ain't just cigars. Wait a minute, these are macanudos. Oh, gee, these babies cost $1 apiece. Gee, Edith. I ain't had $1 cigars since.
You never had $1 cigar.
That's right. Gee, I don't know who sent them this note card. I guess whoever sent them wants to remain anonymous about it.
Gloria answers.
Oh, Peter, these cigars are the nectarines of the gods.
The delivery man has a huge present.
My luck. I got all the way down to the truck, and I remembered I had another package for you.
Oh, all right, hold it, everybody. No, wait, don't nobody touch it now. How do I sign for it, huh? Here we go. There.
He hands back the receipt, and the delivery man looks at him expectantly.
Heaviest package I carried all day.
I'll bet you were glad to put it down.
The delivery man scowls and trudges to the door.
All right, go on, open it up, see what's wrong, see what it is.
They open it, revealing a large gift basket.
Smoked oysters. Who has a card?
Look at this. Beluga caviar, scotch, bourbon, vodka. Gee, there's nothing but the best in here.
Oh, the very best. Look, wheat thins.
Archie stares at her incredulously.
What's the problem, Archie? I mean, who do we know can afford this?
Only one man in the world, Edith. 25 years ago, when I first knew this guy, he didn't have 2 nickels to rub together. Now he's worth $5 million.
Archie, don't tell me. Eddie Frazier.
Eddie Frazier. Look at the gilt edge card.
Oh, love Eddie Frazier.
I told you two about Eddie Frazier, didn't I, huh?
100 times,
Dad. Yeah, he's a guy that won the war with you. Good old Eddie Frazier.
Even back way then, back then, I knew he'd make it big someday. A real go-getter, yes! The biggest automobile dealer west of the Mississippi, or maybe in the whole country. No matter how big he is, he still remembers me at Christmas time. Always a card.
The last one was nice. The 3 wise men were riding in a blue convertible.
Some businessman, Eddie Frazier. Someday you two might be lucky enough to meet him. You see what America's all about. You know, he started selling with nothing but a secondhand Studebaker.
And no conscience.
Huh?
Well, what's he done except become a millionaire?
Ain't that enough?
No, that ain't enough. And therein lies the gap between our generations.
Therein lies the gap between your ears. How dare you look down at a man like Eddie Fraser, a guy who could buy and sell your whole generation?
Okay, so he's rich. Now what is he doing for his fellow man?
He's paying his taxes. He's supporting these dropouts that used to have run in a tag, David.
I get it.
Edith hurries to the phone.
Hello? Mr. Archie Bunker?
Who is it, Edith?
Just a minute. It sounds like the operator. It's for Mr. Archie Bunker.
Archie takes the phone from her.
This is a long-distance call?
That's what it sounds like.
Hello. Is Archie Bunker here? Yeah. Huh? Will I hold for Eddie Frazier? Sure I'll hold for Eddie Frazier. Hey, Edith, it's Eddie Frazier. He must be calling me from the coast to find out about... Hello? Yeah, I'm holding. Here, Edith, you take this thing. Keep the line alive, will you? He's calling me from California. Guy worth $35 million.
Archie races upstairs as his perplexed family stares after him. Edith nods, still holding the phone. Archie returns down the stairs. She hands the phone to him.
Right here, up. What? Oh, that's you, Eddie. Hi, Eddie, boy, how are you? Hey, gee, your voice sounds like the same old guy. How you doing? Huh? What? You're in New York. It's in New York, Edith. You're in New York. Yeah, well, we thought because it was the operator, it was... Oh, that was the operator from the hotel. It was the operator from the hotel.
Oh,
hiya, Eddie. Huh? You want to come over here to see us tomorrow night? Oh, gee, Eddie wants to come over and see us tomorrow night. Hey, Eddie, that's sensational. Oh, the Frooge twins of Billy Pendergast. Well, sure, I remember them. I ain't seen them since Fort Titch, but... Yeah, I can round them up if you want us to. Sure. Sure, we'll have a regular wingding. We'll have a regular wingding here.
Glory turns to spread the news, but there's no one there.
That's great. It's great to hear your voice and to know you're coming over here. How are you? Oh, yeah, that's right. We can talk about it tomorrow night. That's right, yeah. Hey, well, before you hang up, Eddie, I want to tell you, thanks for thinking of me, huh? Yeah, I'll see you.
Archie, your old army buddies are coming here?
Yeah. Billy Pendergast and the Frooge twins and the unspeakable Eddie Frazier. You know, Edith, those guys was the whole war to me. And they're coming here. All right, you two, get ready. Tomorrow night you're gonna have a treat. You're gonna meet Eddie Frazier at last.
Archie, we're going to the movies tomorrow night.
The movies? What do you mean? Hey, what's the matter? You scared you're going to find out you're wrong or something? Are you scared you might have to admire a guy with 50 million bucks? No movies. You stay here. Come on, let's get this place cleaned up. I don't want my old army buddies to think we're living like slobs. And come on, get rid of all this pinko propaganda, huh? Let's clear the decks for some real Americans. Listen, Eddie Frazier's going to have you eating out of his hand.
He gestures wildly. A Welcome Eddie sign hangs in the living room, where three bored men sit with Michael. Archie enters from the kitchen.
Hey, come on, you guys. Let's get a little life in a party. This ain't like the old 272nd I used to know. Go on, Billy. Don't be a stranger. Help yourself to another drink there. Hey, come on. Have some pretzels, Joe.
I'm Fred.
Fred! That's right. There's Joe over there. Always got these guys mixed up, Mike. These guys, we call them the Frooge twins because they both had the same last name. It was Joe Frooge and Fred Frooge. But they ain't related, and they never was, and they don't look alike, and they never did. But we always got them mixed up just like they was real twins. Funny?
Michael cuts his laughter short.
And then Billy Pendergast told me, oh, Billy, you know what I want you to do?
Edith, come out here.
I want you to tell Edith the story of how you met your wife. Edith, Billy's going to tell you the story about how he met his wife. Now, Edith, this is the funniest story in the world. Go ahead.
Well, there was this blind date that Big John Capuano fixed me up on. And I went to this girl's house, which I never met. And her mother or her sister come to the door. I don't remember who. And she yelled, "Hey, Josephine, your date's here." And then this girl, "Josephine, come out."
Archie nods to him encouragingly. Billy's smile falters.
4 months later, we was married.
What an unusual story.
That ain't the story, Edith. That ain't the way you met your wife, Billy. You didn't tell her right.
Wait a minute, Arch. You got them all mixed up. It was Tootie Decanter had the story about meeting his wife.
Tootie Decanter! That's right, it was Tootie Decanter, Edith.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
You see where I get everything mixed up? Because there were so many stories about these guys. They was always doing something. A million laughs, Michael.
A million laughs.
Michael frowns again.
When's that again?
Yeah, when's he coming? Take it easy. He'll show. He probably got held up with some big deal, you know. He's a doer. He's probably doing something right now. Hey, you remember that time outside of Naples when Eddie got a hold of that Italian printing press there and he printed us all up them three-day passes?
Hey, he sold so many of them passes, the only one who fell off a revel, he was the colonel.
Now, what a success he is. And he deserves it. I'll tell you why. Because he's the kind of a guy that don't lay around waiting for conditions to get good, you know? Now, you listen to this, Mike. He's the kind of a guy that makes his own conditions.
Mm. Yeah, but sometimes you can't do that, Arch. You know, we got a little business. Gravestones. And no matter how much you push, there's no money around. They're dying, but they ain't buying.
A man enters.
Well, listen, they must be buying around Eddie Frazier, or else who's he selling all them cars to? Chimpanzees?
You show me a chimpanzee that can drive, and I'll send him back to the zoo in a clean late model with factory air and white walls.
Archie and Eddie embrace.
Billy, Prendergast,
and the Frooge twins, Joe. How
no, I'm Fred.
Freddy.
Joe.
Where's Jack? We ain't got no Jack here.
You got Jack Daniels, I know, because I sent it.
Michael fakes another laugh.
Hey, Eddie, I want you to meet my family. Edith, Gloria, come on in here for a minute. I want you to meet Eddie Frazier. Eddie, this is my wife, Edith, my daughter, Gloria.
Why, you old goat, where do you get off with a pretty girl like this? Oh. Edith, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Frazier. And any millionaire friend of Archie's is a friend.
My daughter, Gloria, here, Ed.
Hello.
Hiya, sweetheart.
Yeah, and my son-in-law, Mike Stippy, over there.
Hello. How are you?
Hey, you know, I got a boy just about your age.
He pinches his cheek.
What do you do? Well, right now I'm in college, but when I get out, I hope to join Ralph Nader and fight corruption in business. Good. I hope you'll be very successful. Well, Archie Bunker, boy, you sure haven't changed much. Of course, you were always, you know, full and big through here, but I can see that's all behind you now.
Every line of funny with this guy. Hey, Edie, bring out the trays and the fans.
Come on,
help your mother here. Hey, Eddie, come on over and have a drink. I want to tell you something. Them Christmas cards that you send us every Christmas, they mean a lot to our family.
It's nothing.
Don't say they're nothing. They're a lot. Ed, tell me, what brings you to New York?
Well, can't a guy fly in to see a few of his pals?
You came to see us?
Well, sure.
Hey, do you guys hear that? Yeah. All the way from Los Angeles to see us, he flies.
I had a little help from the plane.
Back a minute with this guy.
This guy flying him? Oh, what's not the light?
Where'd you hear that?
Michael hangs his head.
I got that one off of Bob Hope. We was playing together in the Desert Classic down the Springs.
You play golf with Bob Hope?
Hey, certainly. This guy's a TV personality himself. You didn't catch him last year with Johnny Carson from the Coast?
Oh, I was on TV before Johnny Carson. Hi, people. Eddie Frazier talking to you here. Now, I want you to take a look at this beautiful 68 hardtop right here. Radio, heater, padded dash, tinted glass. Believe you me, folks, this car's a steal. And I ought to know because I'm the guy that stole.
Hey, come on. Sit down right here in my chair, huh? You step out of the way, Mike.
Huh? Oh, Archie, did I get any phone calls?
A phone call? No, not here, Ed, no.
Oh, well, I'm expecting one. I hope you don't mind. I left your number.
See that? Can't get away even for one night without some big deal going, huh? You hear that? Hey, that's the way to get ahead. Eddie.
Yeah.
And I knew he was coming over. You know what I done? I went down the cellar. I found this old box full of pictures of all of us. Come on, you guys. You're all in here. You're all in these pictures here. Take a look at these.
Boy.
Hey, hold in the first one. There I am with you, Fred.
Joe.
You see, I mixed him up again.
Hey, you mixed it up again. Funny. Oh.
Hey,
Archie, can I use your phone?
Yeah, ready. Sure. Right back over here.
I'll be right back.
Yeah, come on, you guys. Sit down over there. Take a look at these. Mike, go fix Eddie a drink, huh? How about that Eddie Fraser? Some guy, ain't he?
Yeah, plays golf with Bob Hope, but he's still a regular guy.
Yeah. Greg? Hey, Greg, is that you? Listen, fella, I don't know how many times I've left messages for you. No, I'm here in New York. I've been waiting around that stinking hotel room for 3 days waiting for you to call me back. Well, I got so lonely, I even called up a few guys I hadn't seen since 25 years. And they said, what? What do you mean you didn't want to?
Michael approaches.
Well, can't you spare me 5 or 10 minutes? It's been 3 years. I got a lot to say to you. Look, we've got a lot to say to each other. Now, don't talk to me like that, son. I'm your father.
Mr. Fraser.
He hands him his drink.
Thank you.
Boy, that Eddie's some dresser, huh? Look at that suit. Must be worth $500.
Did you get a load of the alligator shoes he's got on him?
Yeah, they're real alligator.
What are you talking? Eddie wouldn't put his feet in a phony alligator.
Well, they gotta be $60 anyway.
$60, $90 at least. Alligator like that comes only custom.
Well, sure. I've made a lot of mistakes. You'll be making a few yourself before you're through. Now listen to me, Greg. I am your father. Don't make me beg! What I'm trying to say is I'm only going to be in New York for another 24 hours. Now, well, let me put it this way. Could you use $500? $500 for 5 minutes, huh? 5 lousy minutes. What do you say?
Hey, Mike, don't be standing around there, huh? Come on, get everybody some ice. Hey, did you get a load of that watch Eddie's wearing?
Yeah, one of those Swiss jobs. 117 jewels and it's worth a quarter.
But that ain't Swiss. This guy buys American 100%.
Yeah.
Hey, Archie, look at Eddie. I think he's crying.
Huh?
Archie turns to Eddie.
What do you mean crying? He's crying all the way to the bank with $60 million.
What do I care? What do you mean, what do I care? Would I be talking to you like this if I didn't care? Because you're my son, damn it. Now, Greg, listen, don't hang up. Greg, don't hang up on me.
Eddie hangs up with Michael standing nearby. Eddie turns to him.
Oh. I was just talking to my son. Great kid. Great kid. That boy could have anything he wants from me.
What does he want from you?
Well, kids today, you know, they're all sort of... He wants me to stay the hell away from him. Hey!
Eddie, come on over here. Hey, we're just having an argument about that watch you're wearing there. Is that one of them fancy foreign jobs?
Oh, no, it's an old watch. I've had it a long time. I got it off a dead Jap.
A dead Jap? You was in Italy with us.
Oh, I didn't get it in the war. My gardener died.
I dare you. Hey, you guys. You know Eddie sprung for this party, huh? Yeah. So let's have a little toast to Eddie. What do you say? Hey, what do you say? He's a jolly good fella.
Oh, he's a jolly good fella. Oh, he's a jolly good fella. Oh, he's a jolly good fella.
Eddie locks eyes with Michael, who stares back at him pityingly.
Which nobody can deny. For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow.
Archie turns to Michael, who smiles uncomfortably. They all pat Eddie on the shoulders as he laughs and laughs, his eyes crinkling with emotion. Archie sips beer in his chair.
I bet you're glad you didn't go to no movies tonight.
Oh, yeah.
You met 4 of the greatest guys in the world. I hope you remember everything you've seen tonight.
Don't worry, Arch, I'll never forget it.
Bless them all. the long and the short and the tall. There'll be no promotion this side of the ocean. So cheer up, my lads. Bless them all.
Archie drifts off into a slumber. William Wyndham as Eddie Frazier, Len Lesser as Billy Prendergast, Herbie Fay as the delivery man, George Savalas as Joe Frooge, Frank Ford as Fred Frooge.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Associate producer Jane Thompson. Music by Roger Kellaway. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. CBS. Produced at Television City, Hollywood, California. A Bud York and Norman Lear Tandem Production. Copyright 1971, Tandem Productions, Inc.